Hey, Brian Phillips here with you today. Welcome back to the Grace House Podcast. It's an honor to be here with you today. Our motto in our culture is this: we are a band of brothers being trained by grace to conquer darkness and empower the world to live upright. That's what we call the T212 culture. And we expect you, if you're in our culture, we expect you to be doing the daily disciplines of engaging the heart of God. The scripture talks about renouncing darkness, you know, pulling ourselves out of worldliness and things that are not supposed to be part of our lives, and grounding ourselves into a life of living upright, a life of self-control, a life of camaraderie, where we're doing this together. So our culture is designed to put a healthy motivation on your life, a healthy peer pressure of like, hey, guys, let's do what we really want to do on the inside, and let's actually be godly, and let's actually live upright. And if you're on this podcast and you don't know Christ, and it kind of sounds like, wow, that's a lot of churchy language you just threw out there, I get it. But stick around, because we're not all about like this overly churchy type stuff. And I think you'll really love the culture that you find. So if you're new to the podcast, welcome. If you've been around the podcast from the beginning, it's really good to be here with you again today. Now, our theme for this month, the month of May, we'll be releasing 4 podcasts on the theme of war. So we have a 5-star charge in our culture: honor, affection, liberty, war, and valor. So this month, we're actually going to be focusing on the 5-star charge of war. How can we be men of war? And we want you to go to our website, graceapps.net. You can click on the 5-star charge, and you can actually sign up right there, and you'll watch like our logo drop over kind of where you live in that region. And it's kind of a cool thing. So help us kind of spread this 5-star charge out across the country and even through the nations. So I want to bring one simple thing to you today. The concept of war, when we talk about war, we're talking about the discipline it takes, the battle, if you will, that it takes to get into the presence of God. Now, hey, to get in God's presence isn't hard. It's not a battle. It's not a war, but there's warfare on it. And here's an example. Set out to say you're going to read your Bible 7 days in a row and watch what happens, right? Set out to say you're going to pray at this time, 2 o'clock today. 2:12 is a good time. Just playing. But if you're going to watch this, you know, I'm going to pray at 2:12 today. Watch what stands in the way. Watch the emotions you go through, the obstacles that might come. We're just saying that there's war on being with God. But when we get to that place of being with God, it's a very powerful thing, and it helps us fight all the other battles because it fills up our tank with peace, fills up our tank with his sovereignty and his power. Now, I have here in my scriptures today, I want to look at just one simple verse, Psalm 27. David said, "One thing I have asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." Now, I want you to think about that, man. This is David, King David, who fought Goliath and cut off his head. Okay, this is a man's man. This is a guy that's not afraid literally of anything. He killed the lion and the bear, and then he took on a 9-foot tall giant in the Valley of Elah in Israel, when he was a boy. So this is a pretty remarkable guy. And he's using this powerful language, because this is where David's source of power came from. It came from the presence of God. It actually came from being with God, in God's presence. And I want you to make that, this is the war that we've got to get to. We got to fight this battle to get to this one thing. So I know we got a lot going on in our lives and our assignments, and we live in a very busy world, but we've got to focus on one thing. We got to focus on that one thing of getting time with God. So this one thing I ask of the Lord, that will I seek after. David's going to devote energy to this. He's going to devote focus. He's going to focus on this one thing I seek. I mean, this was a king. Tell me he wasn't busy. This was a man all of his life. He was either running or ruling. I mean, there's all kinds of powerful busyness in David's life. I mean, but he carved out time to be with God. And that's what it's all about, man. In the 5-star charge, we're saying this war area, this war charge is do the disciplines. Okay, so you missed it a day or two. But if you planned it out for 30 days and you missed 5, that's great. If you don't have a plan at all, you're probably not going to, if you don't have focus, you know what I'm saying? David is saying, I'm going to focus on getting with God. I'm going to put war on that. I'm going to be a man of war, and I'm going to get with my Father, because I know that that gives me a source of strength and peace, and it centers me and it builds me into his community, his people, so that I'm not alone and I can take charge of this world and I can move forward advancing his kingdom in a very powerful way. Now, listen to the language. This I'm going to seek after. I'm going to seek after this. I'm going to focus it, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. That doesn't mean that doesn't mean like church in our modern day and age. It's just a way of saying the presence of God, that I may dwell in the presence of God all the days of my life. So I'm going to put focus on getting with God so I can be in his presence. I'm not going to just go through some religious routine or some religious form of religion that might lack power. I'm going to actually get in the presence of God. I mean, there's a difference. There is a difference. And then he goes on, he says, think about this, a man's man to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord. So David is saying, my heart is going to be filled with adoration for my Father in heaven. This is beautiful language. I mean, I want to get into his presence so that I can do one thing, and that's to gaze upon his beauty so that I can adore him. I can adore his love for me, his identity that I have in his people and in my assignment. I'm going to adore him. I'm going to gaze. I'm going to focus. I'm going to meditate. This takes time. You know, you don't do this in 10 minutes a day. It just takes time. We've got to take time to fall in love with that secret place, that one devotion, that one focus that drives everything else in our lives, and to inquire in his temple, to dialogue, to learn, to be there to learn. So men, that's it for today. This is a battle that you must face. This is a battle that you must engage. Get your focus. We live in a day and age of all kinds of craziness, and you've got to have your focus. You've got to have that one thing. Until next time, live upright.